on the Odyssey app.
What is something you slept through that was just shocking? Like something maybe you missed because you fell asleep. It was something important and you slept through it. Maybe you fell asleep in the middle of an important meeting. Maybe you fell asleep at your wedding. I don't know. 314-531-9898. Parents can fall asleep anywhere. We know this because one of our friends who is a mom who is in the thick of it. She has like, I think like a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. When we were in San Diego, one of our friends slept through pounding on the door, alarm clocks, phone calls. She slept so hard when we were supposed to meet up with her. We had to do a wellness check.
Yeah.
We were like nervous. Mm-hmm. So we were going to go out and get together and it was like 2 o'clock, everyone meet up. And this is someone who's like really connected to their phone. You know,
yeah, they kept being like, when's the last time she posted an Instagram story? Oh my gosh, right. It was 3 hours ago. Exactly. Is she okay?
Yeah, constantly posting on social media. So if she disappears from social media, it's weird. And no one had heard from her. And so she was like, well, I'm in San Diego for a work convention, but I'm also in San Diego without my 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to sleep. And I guess she fell asleep so hard as a mom that she slept through all of this. Alarm clock went off, didn't wake up. We're calling, text messaging. One of our friends went to the room and was pounding on the door. Hey, Cassie, wake up, Cassie, screaming. No, slept through it all. We had to call security and we didn't know what to do. We actually like, should we do this or not? But like some people got nervous. Like, what if you trip and fall? Like, this isn't like you. Mm-hmm. So like, should we call security? Security to like break into her hotel room to wake her up. But it happens. People just be sleeping through some
stuff. Sleep really do be like that sometimes.
And she was fine. She just was oversleeping.
She was just tired.
Right.
But that happens. I'm not like that. I can't think of anything I slept. I'm like the lightest sleeper ever.
Really?
But I know you all have slept through some stuff. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I have a grand old story about sleeping through stuff. My family was leaving Cancun one time. And I fell asleep outside on the deck when we were supposed to be leaving. And to be truthful, this was during like the very, very beginning of COVID, and it was actually like the last flight out of Cancun to go back to the United States before like the border was closing and you couldn't travel. So we had to make this flight, and I fell asleep and nobody could find me. Fast forward the story, the entire resort had to get shut down and security and police had to find me, and I was just sleeping.
That's crazy. You almost missed your flight because of sleep, and they shut down the resort, and like search and rescue crew was launched.
But I had a damn great nap. I won't regret it. I feel a little bit attacked because I was trying to think of what is something I've slept through. And I texted my college friend group chat to see if there was anything in college. And my sophomore year, I was in a sorority living in the sorority house. And we actually were in sleeping dorms. So there's about 20 people sleeping in the same room full of bunk beds.
That's a thing.
And,
wow.
Yeah. And my friend immediately texted back when I was like, what's something I slept through? She said, all 10 of your alarms every morning in the sleeping dorm.
Oh,
like
wow.
She had that one locked and loaded. Yeah.
Kevin, you ever slept through anything?
The only thing I can think of, the first thing that came to my mind was, okay, been waiting to see this movie because it was the sequel. Batman Returns came out and it was, you know, hey, we went to the midnight show. And got comfortable and missed the entire film.
Oh,
slept
my
through
God.
The entire
That's
movie.
That's a great example.
I mean, they're not calling the police on me to do a wellness check or anything, but I missed the movie.
Something that you couldn't wait for, like a movie or a play. You fell asleep in public. You were in a meeting. When did you just fall asleep and just oversleep? We've all been there before. We're like, man, I'm just in this. I'm in a hard rest like Sleeping Beauty. 314-531-9898. What is something that you just overslept through? You're like, I'm just tired. Sometimes it'd be like that. And especially for parents, one of our friends who is a mom just in the thick of things, I think she has a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. When we were in San Diego for a work trip, she's like, work trip, this is a sleep trip. I don't have my 2 kids. She crashed so hard that we had to send security for a wellness check. But sometimes you sleep through the most important things. 314-531-9898. Amy, what did you sleep through?
Yeah, so my veterinary licensing exam, so to get my vet license, it's a 4-hour exam. And, of course, you stay up late cramming. And about 3 hours in, I guess I fell asleep resting my head on my hands.
In the middle of the exam? Like, you're in the middle of taking it?
Yeah, I woke up about 40 minutes later, quick finished the exam, and I passed.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, my God. I was just going to ask that. Congratulations.
Happy ending. I thought maybe you slept and didn't even make it to it, but the fact that you're in the middle of using your brain and like filling out the answers is like, I just crashed. I just need to take a little break.
Overdrive, baby, overdrive.
What would happen if I like fell asleep in the middle of the radio show and I'm just like talking to you, like, Amy, and I'm like, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. There's some good text messages, Hannah.
Yes, we have some saying, oh, I've fallen asleep at a stoplight. I've fallen asleep at the Oppenheimer movie. But then there's some that really just confuse me. One of them says, I've slept through an earthquake.
Damn. An earthquake.
What kind of earthquake?
Just the whole ground is shaking. It still can't wake you up. That's how I felt with our friend, though. People were pounding on the door.
Yeah. Another one says, we slept through our engagement photos appointment.
Ooh. Oh.
And that sucks because those are really hard to get.
I know, and expensive. And then you never post them or you never put them up. I engagement photos, I have like beef with them. My wife and I got them. I didn't want to get them. Like, why do we need these things? We're just going to post our wedding photos when we get them. And I was so right. Just so you know, I'm never right in my marriage.
You're such a boy.
I am never right in my marriage. I don't know where. We paid all this money for engagement photos. I don't even know where those things are. We got our wedding photos up.
You definitely posted them when you got them. You're being dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
This is hilarious. And speaking of husbands who just don't get it, Sarah, what did your husband sleep through?
He slept through our third child's birth.
No way. Literally no way.
Yeah. So with it being the third child, you know, not the first.
Oh, he's like, I've done this before.
Uh-huh. So he fell asleep, and we were throwing things at him.
Did you want to kill him?
Honestly, no, because the baby's heart rate was dropping, so that's why the nurses weren't waking him up, because they were so focused on me and the baby.
Oh. Okay, that's a time where he needs to be awake even more.
Oh, my God. So you were, like, in panic mode, and this dude is just snoozing?
Oh, yeah. So I was pushing, and every once in a while, I'd throw something at him.
Women are just way, way better than men in every category. Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, right.
I mean, geez, Louise. Thank you so much for the call. Justin, how did you even fall asleep at this type of place?
Well, I was at an outdoor music festival, Sounds of the Underground, and it was just a long day. I think this was like the sixth or seventh band that went on. And it was after Gwar, which if you know anything about them, they kind of have a... kind of a rough set, but I ended up going and sitting in the back on some chairs and fell asleep and missed out on OTEP, and I was very, very upset.
First off, I have no idea what Gwar is.
Yeah, sounds very intense.
They sound like rocker guys.
Yeah,
that sounds
like,
cool.
And
you're a show for sure.
And then you're just snoozing over here. You weren't drunk or anything? You're just tired?
No, completely sober. Just tired from being in the pit. My buddies came and woke me up like, dude, time for Lamb of God. So at least I got to see them.
Time to headbang, bro.
It was at least a little bit of a thing. But also, like 3 months after I moved out here to Missouri about 10 years ago, I fell asleep when a tornado jumped over the Ameristar Hotel, and I lived right behind it.
Whoa! Bro, you're impressive.
I woke up to like 50 text messages and a bunch of missed calls. Like, oh my God, are you okay?
This song is literally for your sleeping. Whenever, wherever is how Justin can sleep. Tornadoes going on? Whatever. I'm sleeping. We are still commercial free. Don't fall asleep, Justin, on us. It's Y98 St. Louis.